I'm Earlene McMichael with WMUK News. Carrie Ann Thomas replaced Jeff Hadley as Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety Chief 2 years ago, this coming November. It was a time when the department was still dealing with how to address the results of a 2013 traffic study that showed bias. The report said African-American motorists were 2 times as likely to be stopped by officers than white motorists. They were also more frequently asked to leave their cars, be searched, and handcuffed. I recently sat down with Chief Thomas for an update on public safety issues. I asked her if there's been any follow-up to the traffic study.
So as we got the results from that study and tried to look forward at how do we address that disparate impact, several things were put in place, and those continue, and we continue to build on those. One of the examples I think that we saw in the traffic stop study that was the bigger effect was the number of vehicles that we were searching with whites compared to non-whites in that, and that we were searching more vehicles of non-white subjects but getting less contraband, then the opposite was true. So one way we addressed that was we instituted a consent to search policy. So the law allows us to search someone's vehicle if we have consent. And so the practice back then would be that we asked everybody for consent, hoping that if we ask everybody for consent, on one of those we would find contraband. Well, now we don't allow our officers to do that, even though the law allows it. So what our officers, in order to search a vehicle in order to even ask for consent to search a vehicle, they have to have reasonable suspicion. So they have to have a reason to ask, which is contrary to what the law states. So what we make our officers do, and if we train them, is you have to have reasonable suspicion. Before you go up to a vehicle and go through your whole traffic stop and say, hey, can I search your vehicle? Well, you have to have a reason to search that vehicle, we tell them. And we have to track those. You have to document that you asked for consent. You have to document what were the factors of those reasonable suspicion in searching that vehicle. So what that did is it sort of got out of that fishing mentality. Like if I ask 100 people to search your vehicle, on one of them I'll find something. And now we narrowly focus on, okay, why do I want to search that vehicle? Are there indicators that there's something illegal in that vehicle? Which has really reduced the amount of consent searches that we do. And it has also led our officers to really think about their actions. So that was one of the biggest things that we put in place that we see direct results from. So every week the report comes out to us as administrators of how many consent to search is that we have done and what the reasons are. So that sort of plays into that early warning system. So if we see that the reasonable suspicion that they're listing in there isn't quite up to par, those are things we can address through training.
Do you notice a decrease in stopping of people of color? I was just curious.
Just for the consent to search?
Yeah. Are you seeing a decrease?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. To tell you if I know that our traffic stops in general overall through the entire city have increased.
Oh, they
the
have.
Number of traffic stops.
Really?
Because as you go to all the neighborhoods, the most common complaint across every single neighborhood in the city is traffic, right?
Got it.
So our traffic infractions. So what we've also done as part of that, though, is when we get a complaint of speeding or exhibition driving or those type of traffic incidents, running stoplights, running stop signs from citizens into our website or they call, we track all those, and that's where we put our officers to make traffic stops. So it's not just go anywhere. Let's focus on where the problem areas are.
Thomas also talked about the public safety's anti-bias training.
Some of those things are classroom trainings on cultural competency, trainings on fair and impartial policing. We use the 21st century policing model that came about during the Obama era as one of our books of following those guidelines. In what we do, we have several programs. We have Pastors on Patrol that we've started here in the last, I want to say, year and a half, which involves pastors riding with our officers, sort of to try to bridge that gap. But what you also find with Pastors on Patrol is here you're putting a senior member of our community with a young patrol officer. And when you look at them developing that relationship and that young officer understanding the historical perspective of policing, that happens then one-on-one, because we can have them go to training and we can take them to different locations to have them understand the history of policing and how we got where we are today. But when you're sitting one-on-one with someone who experienced that and they're developing and you're talking about that, that's a tremendous learning experience. And there are situations when the officers know, hey, pastors on patrol are out today. We have a situation. Could you send them over here?
What would you say are some of the biggest public safety issues here in the city of Kalamazoo?
Some of the things that we have within this community that public safety deals with on a regular basis are gun violence in our community, our situation with homelessness and homeless subjects here in our community, as well as mental illness. A lot of our contacts are with subjects that may be suffering from a mental illness crisis. We've also seen an increase in methamphetamine issues and a lot more people using meth, as well as increase in property crimes that are occurring.
You were telling me offline that you're doing some hiring now.
Oh, my goodness. I think we're always going to be hiring here for the next 5 years. We are doing hiring. And our goals of hiring at Kalamazoo Public Safety, our two top goals are diverse and local. But moreover, we're looking for candidates who have a heart of service, who want to serve this community, who want to do this type of work. And when we find those individuals, then we'll train them to do the work. So it used to be in the past that we would only hire people who had already been through the police academy or worked somewhere else. Well, that created a very narrow pool. And when we changed to this model and said, let's find the right people and let's teach them to do this work, let's send them to the police academy, put them through the fire academy, medical first responder. We're finding some of our officers are coming to us a little bit older, have a little bit more life experience, maybe have never been in the position that they can spend 16 weeks not working and attending a police academy because they have families and lives that they have to take care of. I think with that philosophy and trying to find the very best people to be public safety officers, we've been more successful than most, but I still have 11 current vacancies. I have 11 people who can retire next year. We're trying to increase our staffing because we reduced our staffing by dozens and dozens during the downturn. And so we're trying to get back up to some of those minimum staffing levels.
In the longer version of this interview, Chief Thomas talks about her pride for her officers, new programs to reduce crime among adults and youth, the rash of bank robberies, and how she got into law enforcement. You can hear the extended interview with Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief Kerri-Ann Thomas online at WMUK.org. With WMUK News, I'm Earlene McMichael.